This is Podfolio, Atari Portfolio Podcast. Episode 12, The Chess Card.
Welcome again. You are listening to Podfolio, the Atari Portfolio Podcast. I am still your host, Wade, and this episode discusses the chess software card. There's not a lot to say about this, other than it is a game, and it is the only game that Atari released on a card for the portfolio.
And it is the classic strategy game of chess, which has been played by you humans for centuries. Fun fact, the pieces gained their current powers in the 15th century, and modern rules were standardized in the 19th century. My kind started playing chess in the second half of the 20th century.
The chess card carried part number HPC750. The UPC was 077000021205. The price was $49.95 when launched, and today that's $92.03, so fairly expensive. And the box is sized at 6 inches tall, 4¼ inches wide, and 5/8 inches deep. This box, like the Instant Speller box, departs from the green and black marble theme. It appears to be the same generic box that Instant Speller is in. And again, in this case, it has the large yellow label over it. This time, the yellow label reads Chess in large print with a rook on either side. Under that, the label has a title, Portfolio Chess ROM Card, and a bullet item under it that reads, A World PC Chess Tournament Program in 10 Challenging Levels. This is repeated in 4 other languages. Where the yellow label wraps over the bottom, it has a product code, HPC750, as well as 2 Atari C numbers, all on the left. The first is C302469-100, the second is CA401185-100. On the right is the UPC. On the back, the yellow label has 5 chess pieces, the queen, bishop, rook, pawn, and knight. There is a bullet point under it that reads 10 increasingly difficult levels of play from novice to master. This bullet is repeated in 4 additional languages. The card itself has a black label with black marble theme across the top 1/3. In the marble, it has Atari in white letters with portfolio in gold. In the black section, it has chess in white letters. Beneath that, in a partial chessboard with 5 golden chess pieces, are the queen, bishop, rook, pawn, and knight. There are 3 lines of small white text at the bottom, which have the copyrights and Atari internal part number. The Atari internal part number is CA400954-001, and the first copyright is 1994 Intelligent Research Limited, and the second is for Atari Corporation 1990. The manual is 18 pages cover to cover. It's well written and very corporate looking and teaches you exactly how to use the program. I had no problems following it whatsoever. The contents of the card itself are 7 files, the first of which is chess.run, and this is the chess program itself. The second is book.bin, and this is presumably a book of moves that it uses. Then there is dsk.com, and this is disk fix for chess. It's not installed on 128K machines, and it's written by BJ Gleason from the American University. There's also update.com, which is the portfolio ROM update program. There's a program called portsize.com. This determines the memory size of the portfolio. This is again written by BJ Gleason from Thin Air Labs, and this also sets a return code. It's used in the chess.bat file to pass minimum memory check. And speaking of chess.bat, that is the next file, and that's used to launch the program. And the last file is autoexec.bat, and this runs update.com and then runs chess.bat. In the summary here, I'll give a little bit of explanation on how to use it and its features. So the game requires that the internal RAM disk, the C drive, be at 32K or less in size. When you first start the game, it switches to a graphic screen. It draws a double line box on the right side and displays Portfolio Chess in a bold font in the title. And inside the box, it has copyright information, again in the bold font, and initializing on the bottom border, again in the bold font. After about 9 seconds into the initialization, it draws a chessboard on the left side of the screen. After 20 seconds into initialization, it clears the box from the title down and then asks your name, still using a bold font, which can be up to 9 characters. Once entered, it clears the box again and displays Portfolio at the top with its move timer in the format hour hour colon minute minute colon second second at the top, and your name with the move time in format hour hour colon minute minute colon second second at the bottom. The game level is displayed in the bottom box border and defaults to 2, and there are 10 levels of play. While playing, you can use F2 to display the help screen, and you start as white. If you want to play as black, press M and the computer will go first. In reality, this causes the computer to take over the move or switch sides, and can be used anytime during gameplay. There is a prompt in between, and moves are entered using standard chess notation, such as B2, B4, and you can also use cursor keys to move the cursor on the grid, pressing return at the start and stop positions. You can even mix the two. If you make an invalid move, it tells you in the prompt area, and you get to start the move again. When the computer has its turn, it displays thinking dot 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 in the prompt area. It starts out using book moves. When you notice an increase in the time the computer turn takes, it is out of book moves and starts using analytics to determine the best move. You can have the program display its considered move as well. You can also cheat a little by pressing escape while it's thinking. This will cause it to stop analyzing and use the best move found so far. Every move is retained in history, and you can backtrack any number of moves if you want to rethink your strategy. This is accessed only once 4 moves have been made using the F6 key. Once you have stepped back, you can step forward through the history as well. In addition to playing a game from start to end, you can also stage a game, like from a newspaper, and try to beat it. You can also play against another player, user versus user. And there is a neat feature that allows you to invert the screen between moves, though you can't invert the keyboard, so I'm not sure how practical that is. If that isn't enough, you can have the portfolio play itself. There are some screenshots taken on the portfolio that are on the website. For what it's worth, I either suck at chess or the program is very good. I've yet to beat it where I have been able to beat other chess programs in the past. I've come close a few times, but it seems to pull out all the stops once you get too far ahead. One thing I had a hard time with was distinguishing bishops from pawns. It could be my eyes, and maybe that's what caused me not to win. Overall, during the research, I did have fun, and that's the point of the game. So, success! Thanks again to Box Cat Games for the podcast intro music, which I adapted from the track Map Theme from the album Nameless, the Hacker's RPG, which Box Cat released under the Creative Commons Attribution License. If you have any commentary or feedback, you can email me at inversetaski@icloud.com or reach me on the Inversetaski Facebook page or on Twitter with @inversetaski. Thanks again for listening, and if you enjoyed it, please consider rating it on iTunes so that it will increase its visibility. Thank you.